not everybody knows that that lake is part of the city storm drain system, which means that a lot of the urban runoff from the streets of Echo Park do flow into Echo Park Lake. And the city is going in because that lake has been found to be an impaired water body, which means that there's trash, copper, ammonia, and other contaminants that are in that lake. In order for us to rehabilitate the lake, improve it, and make it better for the wildlife there, as well as for the Echo Park Lake residents, we are going in, and we are currently working on this project to drain the lake, dredge it, remove the sediment there, and improve it so that it becomes a more sustainable lake. We are working on it right now. We started in early summer 2011, and we do anticipate wrapping up in early 2013.
In the process of draining it, what kind of items have you guys found so far in the bottom of the lake?
We found a multitude of different items at the lake bottom. Most of it has flowed in through the storm drain system. So we do have a lot of glass bottles, a lot of plastic bottles, plenty of trash. Interestingly, there are also some park trash cans that have fallen into the lake. We also have some construction cones, those orange cones. We have shopping carts. Interestingly, we have found a pay telephone, a model boat, more like a toy, a lot of frisbees. We also found some portable stereos and boom boxes.
Any weapons?
We did find 2 guns, which we turned over to LAPD.
Wow. What are going to be the next steps for the lake?
Right now, we are building some pipes and some enhancements to our storm drain system, which would help us minimize the runoff that will flow into the lake. That is one of the main objectives of our project. Right now, there is no filter on amount of trash that will flow into the lake, which is why it is in the state that it is right now. But we are currently building pipe enhancements so that we can put in what would be like a trash net to prevent that trash from flowing into the lake.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Michelle.
Thank you.